this atrocious thing that follows you around. Oh, you really like that, Ben Elton, as we perceive you. Are you like that? Because I know you're not. But it's interesting when you said you were intimidated by Michael Keaton there. Do you find you get intimidated by famous people?
No, not really. I mean, I wasn't intimidated by him. I was aware of the fact that this was a really good actor and I didn't want to screw up, you know. So, I mean, I was nervous to do well.
No, but are you secure? I mean, when you go back to the dressing room, do you look in the mirror and think, wow, big film set, Shakespeare, what's happening to you, Elton?
I
mean,
I didn't have a dressing room, I'm afraid. I went behind the hedge where I pulled my tights on. Listen, Ken pulled that off for a really low budget. Not my tights. But I was nervous when Kenneth Branagh asked me to do Shakespeare. You know, it was only a few lines, but there are no small parts, love. Only small actors. That
one. Not according to Richard E. Grant, he's boasting this long.
Exactly. Yeah. And you see me in my touch, you know, there are small parts and small actors.
Two motor mouths together, what can you expect?
Well, Dazzler, what can I say?
What do you, where did you start? I asked Richard this. It sounds like a casual question, but actually, when was the first time you got on stage and said, right, here we go? When was the first time?
Well, my Artful Dodger with the Godalming Theatre Group in 1973. The Godalming Borough Hall was very well received, marvellous notices.
You sang Consider Yourself?
I did sing Consider Yourself, and What are you staring at? Ain't you never seen a gent? I'll just tell you how to do it. If you want to play a Cockney, I'll put the mic there. That's Cockney, that is. I know, sort of nipple exercises or something. that's Cockney. But no, it was wonderful. And I'm now president of the Godalming Theatre, which I'm very, very proud of, because I love my time in Amdram, and it was a great start.
Was it coming on a few years? When was the first time you got up and said, I'm going to tell these people some jokes?
February the 24th, 1981. The most intimidated night of my life.
Take me through it. What did you do? Did you go there with the intention of getting up?
Oh, God, no. It wasn't like an open mic. No, I knew what I was going to do. I was trying to... I'd left university and I wanted to be a comedy writer. Yeah. And I was writing plays and stuff and trying to get... You know, you send them to the Royal Court Play Reader and the RSC Play Reader and you get a polite letter back. And I was also doing some sketches and sending them to the Two Ronnies and getting knocked back. But one that the Two Ronnies knocked back...
You wrote to the Two Ronnies?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was trying to earn my living as a comedy writer, you know. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't always with my chin on Michael Keaton's shoulder, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, a sketch the Two Ronnies knocked back, which Paul Jackson picked up for Three of a Kind. I'll tell you, it was my first telly exposure. It was... I've forgotten it. David Copperfield played Tarzan. Lenny comes in through the jungle. This is Three of a Kind. He's dressed as an officer and he says, Tarzan, are you Tarzan, the ape killer, the lion fighter, the tiger slaughterer, the man who can wrestle rhinos? And he says, yes, I'm Tarzan. He says, well, you're Nick, they're all protected species. Fabulous. I couldn't deliver it now. No. But when I was younger.
It was a grand.
I think
our
audience is enjoying it. I think they're enjoying it.
Anyway, I was trying to live that. I needed to earn a living and I needed to get my gear around and nobody was doing it and the only vehicle medium I had for my comic writing was myself, so I auditioned at the Comic Strip, which at that time was a little cut club in the Paul Raymond Review Bar in Brewer's Court. I mean, the girls had gone by the time we came on, obviously, although so many audience never knew. And what's going on? This little geek swearing at me about Mrs. Thatch. I thought I was coming here for a bit of one off the wrist, actually. I have been known to vote that. No, I have not. But anyway, sorry. Anyway, Danny, getting back to the story.
First time you stood on stage,
I auditioned for Peter Richardson, and he gave me a Wednesday night 5-minuter, and I did a little act, and I'd never intended to be a stand-up comic, honest, until a month before I tried.